Hello, and welcome to the GCSE PE Pod, your guide to acing your exams. I'm your host, and today we're tackling a big one, performance analysis. Ever wondered what separates a good player from a great one? It's all in the analysis. The Analyzing and Evaluating Performance Task, or AEP, is a major part of your coursework, and getting it right can seriously boost your grade. Today, I'll show you how to think like an elite coach to bag those top marks. Upbeat music fades. Right, let's get into it. Your analysis needs to cover three key areas: skills, fitness, and tactics. A great way to remember this is the acronym SFT: skills, fitness, tactics. Let's break them down. First up, skills. A skill is a learned action with a specific goal. Think of a perfect netball shot, a precise pass in football, or a powerful tennis serve. To really impress the examiner, you need to break the skill down into three phases: preparation, execution, and recovery. For example, when analyzing a weakness in a football pass, don't just say, "My pass was bad." Instead, say, "During the execution phase, my non-kicking foot was too far from the ball, which made me lean back and cause the pass to go too high." That level of detail is what gets you the marks. Next, fitness. These are the physical attributes your body needs to perform. We're talking about things like cardiovascular endurance, muscular strength, speed, flexibility, and agility. Now, a huge mistake candidates make is confusing skills and fitness. Listen carefully. Speed is a component of fitness. Sprinting technique is a skill. Strength is fitness. A powerful tackle is a skill. You must be precise with your terminology. Finally, tactics and strategies. These are the plans you or your team use to win the game. It could be a zone defense in basketball, a fast break in hockey, or using a specific formation in football. When you analyze a tactic, ask yourself, was it effective? Why or why not? How did it impact the overall game? For example, a strength could be, our team's use of the full court press was a tactical strength, as it forced 10 turnovers in the first half, leading directly to 15 points. Transition sound effect. Now for the grade boosting part. How do you turn this knowledge into marks? Here are my top two examiner tips. First, use the impact cause consequence model. It's a simple but powerful way to structure your analysis, especially for weaknesses. Start with the impact. What went wrong? For example, the shot went wide of the goal. Then explain the biomechanical cause. Why did it happen? My non-kicking foot was positioned too far back, which reduced my stability. Finally, state the consequence. What was the effect on the game? The team lost a clear scoring opportunity and the opposition launched a counterattack. Using this structure ensures you hit those crucial AO3 analysis and evaluation marks. Second, you must justify everything with specific evidence from a competitive game. Don't just say, "My weakness is shooting." Say, "In the final quarter of our match against Holm Grammar, I missed 3 out of 4 shots from the edge of the D. This demonstrates that my shooting accuracy under pressure is a weakness." See the difference? It's specific, it's evidenced, and it's analytical. Quiz sound effect. Okay, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question. You pause and say the answer out loud. Ready? Question 1. What are the 3 phases of a skill? Pause. Preparation, execution, and recovery. Question 2. Is agility a skill or a component of fitness? Pause. It's a component of fitness. Question 3. What 3-part model helps you analyze weaknesses effectively? Pause. The impact cause consequence model. Great job. Keep testing yourself like that to make the knowledge stick. Upbeat music fades in. So to summarize, to ace your performance analysis, you must dissect your performance into skills, fitness, and tactics. Break skills down into their 3 phases, use the impact cause consequence model to explain weaknesses, and always, always back up your points with specific examples from a real game. Get this right, and you're on your way to a fantastic grade. Thanks for listening to the GCSE PE Pod. Join me next time when we'll be looking at the principles of training. Keep working hard.